What do you think is going to happen with this a slur that the AFL's not making a decision on?
Well, I think that when the Clarko stuff originally happened, I think it was an editorial with when Lee was here on a Tuesday, and I said they've got to take a strong stand, and I don't think they did, and now I think they've created a rod for their own back.
I agree with you 150%. How can they give him
if they had sent an early message, this would be easier.
We are in furious agreement, Sam.
Very rare. Very rare.
Generally the community, but AFL players set the standard in terms of setting high community expectations and adhering to them. But every now and then there's a transgression, and these players are human and they make mistakes. And I think the most important thing is that everyone involved has straight away admitted that it was a mistake. It shouldn't have happened. Now, it's disappointing, but if we look back to where the game and community standards were, 30 years ago, as an industry and as a community and society, we've come a long, long way. So I think these incidents probably highlight just how far we've come.
Welcome back to Wide World of Sports. Brad Scott talking about the Jeremy Finlayson incident.
Can I ask you a question, Sam?
Sure.
If we think that the Finlayson issue and the Clarkson issue were very similar, is that a fair observation comment? Would you think that?
I would think that. I mean, they're both homophobic slurs. I understand that people behind the scenes are trying to make the argument that one is worse than others. My point with this stuff, Lee, is that once you use language that segregate or delineate people based on either things that they choose or things that they don't, whether that be sexual preferences, gender, religion, race, whatever it is. Once you start doing that, it all should fall into the vilification.
Because clearly one's a player, one's a coach.
Yep.
And what I find is the AFL give the coaches enormous status and power, probably. So when it would appear it's a similar offence, should be a similar penalty, I would think normally a player would get a much more severe penalty than a coach would.
But is that right?
I don't know whether it's right. That's a bit like the elephant in the room, I suspect.
So are you saying that the coach gets more leeway because of the status in which they're held in the game?
I'm not saying they should. I'm saying the AFL give enormous status and power and respect to the 18 coaches. And therefore, are they treated the same? Like, in other words, take the cloak off. Doesn't matter if you're a player or a coach. You're just an individual in the footy world. If you make the same comment, you should get the same penalty. I would have thought one of the things that's going on at AFL House is probably this should be a greater penalty. But a month ago, we gave a linear penalty.
And that's interesting.
I think part of it is that coaches, as they're more experienced men too, but I think they just gave greater status in the game, and it's a bit more difficult for the AFL to penalise them as severely as they would a player.
Yeah, that part may be the end part may be true, more difficult. But if anything, I think that coaches have a greater responsibility to set an example as older, more experienced people.
I'm only talking about the AFL.
No, I get it. Totally.
That's all I'm talking about.